Tom Mabe on the line. Check him out on the internet, TomMabe.com. And again, that's a double M. Four different CDs to choose from. And I gotta wonder what happens. You said you had the automated calls come. It's harder to play with them, right?
Yeah. So I'm doing a lot of outbound calls, and I'm doing a lot of TV stuff too. If you click on videos on my home site, a lot of funny prank videos. I mean, but videos with a purpose.
Right.
I'm not going to go pee on someone to get a reaction. Everything has this 90% troubleshooter, 10% troublemaker. So it's really, really good. But there's a couple of homeless guys outside of a burger joint. I tell my buddy, hold my camera, take me. And I call the burger joint. So, this is Sergeant Tom Mabe. I just want to give you guys a heads up. There's a couple undercover agents outside disguising homeless people. They're going to be out there for a few hours doing some surveillance work. If you could do us a favor and maybe send them out a couple cups of coffee and some cheeseburgers. They're like, can't you do that, Sergeant? No, we don't want to blow their cover. Whatever you do, bring the food. Just lay it right down beside them. Walk away. Don't blow their cover.
That's beautiful.
That is awesome.
And that's on the website. 5 minutes later, here they come with the food. It's just wonderful.
That was great.
So what did the homeless guys do? Did they dig in?
They were there the next day. They showed up every day, right?
Those FBI agents were good actors, man. They just acted like they were really homeless and hungry.
Now, Tom, have you ever had what's the most adverse reaction you've ever had?
Years ago, I told this lady my wife and I were trying to have a kid, and I was trying to get a sample because we didn't know if it was me or her. And I had to do this in a cup, and I had to take it back to the clinic the next day. And I said, I tried doing it, and I get going, and all of a sudden I start thinking about baseball or whatever, and I can't do nothing. And all of a sudden, I said, you sound like Pamela Anderson. And then I start making noises with my hands and whatever. And she goes, oh, I hear you too. I'm doing all this. And she calls me back. She wants me to come pick her up from her work. So she can help participate in obtaining this sample that I need for the clinic the next day.
Oh, man. That's outrageous.
So I go pick her up.
Tom Mabe on the internet, TomMabe.com. Again, that's a double M there. Tom, thank you very much, my friend.
Thanks so much for having me on, guys. I appreciate it.